Hi, and welcome to this UBP podcast. My name is Thomas Christensen, and I'm the head of Sovereign, Emerging, and Frontier Debt at UBP Asset Management. Today, we're discussing the one-year anniversary of the UBAM Emerging Markets Frontier Bond Fund. First, I'll give a brief summary of the successful first year of the fund with near 30% returns. Then, I'll be giving an update on the rates-led mark-to-market weakness in Q1, and finally, why our outlook remains constructive on fundamentals and the recent lowering of rates-related risks in our fund. We had a successful first year of the UBAM Emerging Markets Frontier Bond Fund with near 30% returns. On March 31st, 2020, just over a year ago, we launched our fund. With a blank sheet of paper, we were able to structure the fund exactly how we wanted, though paying relatively high transaction costs despite, or indeed perhaps as a result of, the very attractive entry point. However, these costs were quickly earned back as a significant rally across risked assets also benefited our markets, and in particular, a number of distressed names. This highlights a theme that we've written about on several occasions, our conviction in the mean reverting nature of credit. In a challenging year, the fund ended its first full year delivering 29.18% returns, net of fees using the IEC share class, which places it well ahead of most notable peers. Below the paragraph, we have a chart showing the peer group performance. The peers are listed in order of size. And as you'll see, our 30% return is well ahead of most peers. We should note here that past performance is not a guide for current or future results. We also managed to grow our fund from $60 million at launch to roughly $260 million after 1 year. We thank our investors for the confidence they showed in us to allow us to reach these milestones. We have previously written a number of performance reviews. The most recent note from earlier this year reviewing 2020 is attached. Since then, the fund reached its temporary peak in early February of this year. As we highlighted in another note in early March, the extreme moves in US interest rates since then weighed on the market and also our fund. The rate sell-off led to mark-to-market weakness in Q1. The mild weakness year-to-date has been almost entirely rates-driven as spreads have stayed well-behaved. We did see the rate sell-off eventually lead to some outflows from the asset class in February and March, and eventually some accompanying widening of spreads. Spreads reached their tightest post-COVID level at 553 basis points using the NextGem index level spreads on March 4th, before widening by just over 20 basis points to the end of March. This move in March is a divergence from 2020 and the average historical correlations, where higher rates lead to tighter spreads as markets are pricing more constructive outcomes for growth. The below chart shows correlations between rates and EM spreads using the JP Morgan MB Global Diversified. Our view is that the outflows combined with the significant issuance from emerging and frontier markets countries since the start of the year explains this breakdown in correlations. As our note highlighted a month ago, we expect frontier markets to deliver positive returns if rates take a breather, primarily through the attractive carry that offers the main reason we invest in these markets. Our outlook remains constructive on fundamentals while we've lowered the rates risk in the fund. We remain constructive on the fundamentals for frontier markets more broadly, and particularly in the names we're invested in. In our latest note, we discussed a potential increase in SDR allocations by the IMF. At the time, we highlighted a likely figure of $500 billion with potential upside. We've since learned that the IMF is looking at a $650 billion increase, which is clearly a constructive development. Add to this some newly agreed IMF programs in Kenya, Costa Rica, and El Salvador, and ongoing discussions by many other countries. This week and next week, the IMF meetings are ongoing with our team in attendance. We also noted the successful issuance of Eurobonds by many of our markets, including liability management, with issuance ahead of projections for frontier markets at the aggregate level. Altogether, these offer decent liquidity support. On a final positive note, we've also not seen any further countries follow in Ethiopia's footsteps looking for G20 common framework treatment. Indeed, this has been a hot topic at all IMF discussions this past week, with all IMF mission chiefs suggesting this is not necessary for their respective countries. All of this results in a continued constructive outlook for frontier fundamentals and with them, markets. However, given the increased risk from rates and the change in correlations mentioned in the above paragraph, we've taken the decision to decrease the risk to this factor. We started this process back in Q4 of 2020, but were surprised by the speed of the move in Q1. As a result, the fund has sold further holdings in the longer duration bonds in our strongest markets, and therefore with the tightest spreads, notably Paraguay, Guatemala, and Dominican Republic specifically. and replace these bonds with local debt with very short duration. The result is a change in overall fund duration from nearly 8 years at the end of October 2020 and 7.5 years at the end of December 2020 to under 7 years at the end of March, and a local currency allocation that was 0% as recently as back in October 2020 and 7% coming into 2021, which now sits above 13% at the end of March. We continue to believe hard currency frontier markets offer the best investment opportunity through the cycle, but found it prudent to temporarily decrease our exposure to US rates and further diversify the fund, as we were able to find enough attractive local frontier opportunities to allow us to do so while increasing the overall yield of the fund. The result is a fund structure that has evolved with our views and which we believe is well positioned to deliver positive results for the rest of the year. Below, we show the key metrics of the fund, with a yield to maturity currently at 7.63% and a modified duration of 6.97 years, an average credit rating of B. And below that, we show a chart with the weightings in NAV terms in hard currency and local currency by country. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you and have a nice day.